Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sharif Silmi. I'm an attorney with the Shaw Pirelli Law Group. Today we had a case in San Jose, California. A young woman that came to the United States on a B1, B2 visitor visa. While she was in the U.S., she was introduced to a person who happened to be a green card holder, permanent residence, and they were subsequently married. During the marriage, the husband became very abusive towards her, started beating her and abusing her and doing all kinds of disgusting acts. And this woman was distraught. She was in a terrible situation. And thankfully, she was able to get a hold of Shaw Pirelli Law Group, and we were able to handle her case. We filed her case under VAWA, which is a Violence Against Women Act. This was passed in 1994 by then Senator and current Vice President Joseph Biden. And what it does is it provides immigration relief to women who are victims of abuse. And this abuse could be manifest physically, could be emotional abuse, could be, for instance, the man, generally, usually it's a man, but it also could be from a woman. But in this case, the man was the abuser. Could be in the form of, you know, telling a woman you're no good, you're not doing anything, et cetera, et cetera. And oftentimes, unfortunately, in our communities, mainly Arab communities, India, Pakistan, Fiji, etc., the situation will be that the woman will come from overseas, will not know much about the laws and the protections that are available for her here in the United States, and the man will take advantage of such a situation and will tell her that, you know, she has to remain obedient to him. Otherwise, the person will, you know, inform immigration service and have her deported because of their, depending on her immigration status. However, this is not the case. A woman has lots of protection when she's abused in an abusive situation. So any of you women out there that are in an abusive situation, you don't have to tolerate it. You need to call the police immediately, call 911, and get a hold of an attorney. There are many good attorneys out there. We are available. You can email us at info@shawpirellilaw.com. We are available to serve you. So in this particular situation, this woman was abused and, you know, found our services, and we were able to help her out. We filed a VAWA, Violence Against Women Act, petition on her behalf, and that was successful. We were able to get her immigration relief. She does not have to be with her abusive husband anymore. We actually just had an interview at the USCIS headquarters, and we're very successful in it. And she is on a pathway to a green card now. So that is one situation in which a woman does not have to tolerate, and one should never tolerate such abuse on the grounds that they feel like their immigration status is vulnerable. That's not the situation. There's always relief available. So please contact an attorney. You can contact us at the Shaw Pirelli Law Group. Phone number is 510-742-5800 or info@shawpirelli.com. The other situation that sometimes comes up is where the couple may not necessarily be, this is a domestic violence situation, whether they're married or not. Happens quite often, whether they're students, you know, could be a boyfriend girlfriend situation or any other type of situation where domestic violence takes place in a household, and you may not have any sort of immigration status. You should contact the police first and foremost, file a police report, make sure that you're protected and not remain in a vulnerable situation, and then you can contact an attorney. My name is Sharif Silmi. I'm an attorney here at the Shaw Pirelli Law Group, and we are fighters. We help in these situations often and find that there is relief. So in this U visa situation, a person that is a victim of a criminal act, a qualifying criminal act such as domestic violence, will qualify may qualify for a U visa, and that'll grant them a four-year visa with a pathway to a green card. So you'd never have to feel like you're in a helpless situation. You can first and foremost contact the police, and second, you need to contact a qualified attorney. Again, you need to contact a qualified attorney. You should do so by checking out our website, Schiaparelli Law Group. You can Google us, find out about more information regarding U visas by searching online or looking at some of our other videos. And remember that anything I share with you is for education purposes. You should not act or refrain from acting solely on the information in this video. Have a nice day.